The European Union has decided to bar all 28 member states from using any EU funds for projects in Israel's illegal settlements. Also beginning in 2014, all bilateral contracts must include a clause stating that East Jerusalem, the Gaza Strip, the West Bank, and Golan Heights are not a part of Israel. The directive will primarily affect research projects and financial grants.
What can we say about this decision other than this is about time? But if the EU think this is enough to get Israel to really change, they need to get serious and take stronger measures.
The declaration isn't a boycott of the colony's private sector, meaning the EU will continue to be Israel's number one trading partner with some 30 billion euros in annual trade. But many are commending Brussels for finally introducing some accountability for the criminal theft of Palestinian land and resources.
It seems like it's just one more step in the direction of boycotting Israel.
Analysts say that with the EU stuck in recession, Brussels is becoming more selective about their financial assistance for Israel. Europe is also fed up with funding Palestinian projects only to see them destroyed by regular Israeli aggression.
Israel say this move will talk the EU out of the peace process. Well, the peace process is just a game for Israel and America anyway, because Europe is primarily responsible for the Palestinian disaster. They must take the bold step necessary to restore justice.
Illegal settlement construction is at a 10-year high, with new colonization projects regularly announced. That means more Israeli farms and businesses, and more hardship for displaced Palestinians. Many observers have divided feelings on the new EU directive. It is a positive step forward, but it still only partially obeys the will and the rules of the international community. Many hope that similar decisions from Brussels will be following soon. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.